Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A busy day yesterday for the Sabres at the trade deadline. Brian Koziol joining us now. You can hear him before and after every Sabres game on WGR 550. Adding Wayne Simmonds and Dominic Cahoon, a forward from Pittsburgh. What did you like about the trade deadline for the Sabres yesterday?
Well, I think what I liked is that both deals individually, I think the Sabres gave up almost next to nothing, or at least gave up players that I think they had kind of run out of time in terms of the expectations of playing well with the Sabres. I mean, you just look at the Simmonds deal, giving up a fifth-round draft pick in the NHL draft, the chances that a fifth-rounder comes back to maybe haunt you in terms of the guy that gets selected at that spot is very, very, very low. So Simmonds definitely is past his prime, but he has so many good other attributes. Jason Botrel talked about that yesterday. Locker room presence, great personality. He's played in a lot of big games. He's got some grit. He's got some toughness, which is still an area that I think the Sabres, while this is not hockey as of the 70s where you need it in every player, they still need some of it. So I think that checks a lot of boxes. The negative on Simmonds is that his contract runs out at the end of the season. So you might only have him for the Sabres for about 20 games. But he waived his no-trade clause to come here, not only to come to a franchise that has the longest hockey playoff drought in the league, but a fact that he knows maybe that there's not going to be any playoffs this year. So that shows that, you know, he is maybe a high-character player, and at least you think openness to possibly re-signing him. The other trade, to me, regardless of maybe what Dominic Cahoon does in terms of his upside, and there is some upside if you listen to maybe what some of the Penguins reporters have been saying about him and some of the times that we've gotten to see him when he's played the Sabres. Connor Sherry's been, I think, a big disappointment. I thought when he came in, there was a lot of excitement about his offensive production. The knock on him was, well, if he's not playing with Sidney Crosby when he was with Pittsburgh the first time, that maybe his numbers were a little inflated. And when he came here, he'd have some moments here and there, but overall, I think very inconsistent. And Evan Rodriguez, I think there's some offensive skill there, but, I mean, he's at best a fourth-line NHLer, and he might even be a guy that maybe just bounces from the AHL in the minors back and forth to the NHL. So in terms of just what the Sabres gave up and what came in, I don't really have much negative from yesterday.
Does it seem to you, Brian, that the Sabres are going to make a run for it just because of the recent stretch of games that they've ended up winning?
Well, I think that's what Jason Botrel and Ralph Kruger are hoping for. I mean, the math behind it, they still have very, very, very tough odds to get in. They're 6 points back of Toronto with a game in hand, but they still have to pass Florida. They still, if they're thinking maybe via the wild card route too, then they have some other some teams that possibly could be in their way as well. So it's still very, I think, a tough spot for them to be in. The moves that they made, Jason Botrel thinks is going to help them. I don't know if the overall big issues of this team were addressed yesterday. They still have a gaping hole at second line center. They still have now an overload of defensemen that maybe in the offseason they're going to have to decide who can stay and who can go. They can't keep them all at some point. There's an expansion draft coming up with Seattle getting a team. They might lose one of them there. I thought yesterday maybe would have been an opportunity. The gate is open on trade deadline day. Teams are ready to deal, to maybe take some of that defensive depth and turn it around to fill maybe some of that offensive scoring depth with their second and third line. And I don't know if he fully addressed some of the bigger problems yesterday.
You know, even without a run at the playoffs, which is, you know, so it's been far out of my mind for a while, finishing the season on a positive note would be nice, something the Sabres haven't done in a long time.
Absolutely. I mean, They had the same record last year as they did this year at this point. And then they went on to only win one game in March. They had just an absolutely terrible month. So I can't expect that they would have another month like that. And you know what? If they have a strong trip this week, they probably are legitimately in the race. Again, it's still going to be tough for them. Their schedule gets much tougher. I thought February was probably their easiest month in terms of the schedule, in terms of the weaker opponents they played. They had a stretch of 9 of 10 in a row at home. March is going to get a little tougher for them, and even it starts this week when they go out west to play what I think are some of the best teams in the league, including Colorado, which is their next opponent.
Yeah, do you expect both Simmons and Cahoon to be in the lineup tomorrow night?
I would, unless there's some sort of either travel or logistic issue. I know Jason Bottrell didn't address that yesterday, but I think the fact that you had yesterday, these trades occurred early afternoon, so plenty of time, I think, to get everything organized for that. You still had today. The team's not leaving until tomorrow, so I think the opportunity to kind of – or the team's not leaving until later this afternoon, so I think – by the time that they get them out there to Denver for their game, I would expect that they would both be in tomorrow, unless there's some sort of equipment hiccup or travel hiccup. But hockey-wise, they should be in tomorrow.
All right. Looking forward to it. Brian, thanks so much. We'll listen for you pre- and post-game. That's Brian Koziol joining us live, Sabres at the trade deadline, making a couple moves yesterday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.